It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, the weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Google says it is intensifying its campaign against online extremism. The company announced this week it will put more resources toward identifying and removing videos related to terrorism and hate groups. In a blog post, the company said, quote, "We as an industry must acknowledge that more needs to be done now." Anti-hate groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center have been critical of Google and social media sites, saying they have done little to curtail hate groups online. The music streaming company Pandora is selling some assets as part of its effort to compete against Spotify and other music services. Pandora has sold a 19% stake in its business to satellite radio company SiriusXM for $480 million. The company expects to come up with another $200 million by selling its Ticketfly service to Eventbrite. Pandora, which feeds users songs it thinks they will like, is believed to be shifting to the business model of its competitors like Spotify and Apple Music that allow users to pick their own songs. This week, the Tech Report looks at using a 3D printer to make a robot. CMU Robotics Institute assistant professor Stylian Koros originally was focused on making animated characters navigate their simulated environments, such as in a video game or a movie. Then he realized his work could be used to design and virtually test robots.
And what I'm really excited about is moving towards a new paradigm where robots will be able to approach the complexity of biological structures, both in form and in function.
Typically, a robot is designed by engineers. A prototype is built and tested, and then sent back to the engineers to be redesigned. That process is repeated until the robot is ready to be sent to a manufacturing facility. Cora says that expensive and time-consuming process works when the goal is mass production.
In that case, this investment is definitely worth it. But rather, I imagine a future where everyone will have a different type of robot that matches their own needs or preferences.
Koros and its team have created software that includes a design tool that replaces the engineers and a testing system that eliminates the need to create prototypes to see if the design works.
We have developed a mathematical model that figures out how this design that you're currently working on should move such that it doesn't fall down. So you can always visualize this motion. You can add another leg if you want. You can change the shape of the legs entirely on the computer without a need to first fabricate the design and test it out in the real world.
Koro says the user can either go with the first design that works or they can tweak it for as long as they would like. Eventually, he hopes the software will offer suggestions on how to make the design better. Once the blueprint is finalized, you send the plastic parts to the 3D printer and order a few motors and cables. Once everything is in hand, you screw it all together and you have a customized robot. The software even knows how to coordinate the motors to make the robot move as it was designed. Depending on the size of the robot and the speed of the 3D printer, it could take a few days to a week to make a robot. Koro says as printers get faster, new possibilities begin to emerge.
You can envision a day, this is going to be quite a few years from now, where you might go to a disaster site, you figure out what needs to be done, and then you design the robot specifically for that environment, specifically for that task. You press the 3D print button, and then it will go out in the world, solve the problem that it was designed for, and then perhaps get recycled or something like that.
Most of the team's work has been with robots about the size of a cat, but Koro says larger and smaller designs also work. It's just a matter of getting the right motors and the right design. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.